Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're back after a weekend. Today's Monday, November 19th.
I know,
Danny,
so crazy.
You made it here just at the nick of time.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually thinking this is the first time you were late.
Yeah, like this late.
Yeah, but a minute. That's okay.
Yeah.
We'll manage somehow.
Yeah, we'll get over it.
Yeah.
Look, I'm already over it.
Yeah. You are, but I'm still...
Shook? You're shook?
Yeah, a bit of, like traumatized by it all, you know?
Everything happens at least once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We're on Facebook this morning because we've got beautiful guests, and we always do that when we have beautiful guests. So they'll be joined. We'll be joined by them in just a moment. So you can see us on Facebook. There we are. And how was your weekend, Danny?
It was something.
To something.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Friday. What did I do on Friday? I went out on Friday. I went out to the club.
Uh-huh.
Because it was my friend's birthday and she's been doing my eyebrows for free.
Well, of course you did. You went to the club.
I know.
What else did you
But do? I had no choice. She's been doing my eyebrows for free since I moved here.
Yeah.
She charges like $180.
Wow.
Every time she does someone's eyebrows. So I was like, I have to like get up and go.
Yeah.
Then I went to this guy, said he had a movie role for me. So I met him at Saddle Ranch. No, motherfucker did not have a movie role for me.
What did he have for you?
He's a creep.
An erection.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, this is
My
a joke.
God,
so I kept ordering like mad tequilas
and
orange juices. Like, if I'm going to sit here and you're going to waste my time, I'm going to rack up your bill.
Yeah.
And then I was like, excuse me, I'll be right back.
There's a role for you. Yeah. Haven't you learned not to fall for that line
but
anymore?
I'm like so desperate. I'm like, whatever, I'll listen to anybody. Yeah. Plus, it's a public place. It's not like he's like, come to my crib. I got a part for you. Yeah, I'm sure you
God.
Do. And
that's
then,
the oldest story in the book here, you know?
I know.
You got to be careful with these people, man.
I know. Saturday, I didn't do anything. I like cleaned and chilled. And then Sunday, I went, my friend met up with the guy that I've been talking to for his like weed business.
Right.
And it worked out for them. They're going to make money with each other.
Oh, good.
And then I hung out with him after. I'll never speak to him ever again in my life.
Good. Well, I'm glad.
Officially blocked.
Good.
Officially blocked and deleted. I've never, ever had a man talk to me the way that dude talked to me.
Yeah, he's abused you totally. I mean, enough with that shit.
He had the audacity to ask me, what happened in your childhood? Why are you so fucked up? I'm like,
wow.
Really, dude?
Yeah.
I think you're projecting your own feelings about yourself onto me.
Wow.
Because something clearly happened to you.
No, I mean, he doesn't mince words with you. I mean, this guy is a piece of shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you... you'll probably go back. You'll probably go back if I know you. He'll just text you once and you'll be like, oh, my heart is melting.
No, I think if I ever do speak to him again, it'll be a very long time from now. And it'll be like a homie level because we get along, like we laugh really well. But it'll never be...
Yeah.
Like, so this is what happened. We went after the restaurant. I went back to his crib. We hooked up. And then he's like, can you help me clean my apartment? I said, sure. He goes, can you start with the bathroom? So I'm cleaning the bathroom and there's a bitch's panties in the fucking bathroom with a hair elastic. Like, I get you're not my man. I get we're not official, but you're not about to disrespect me and have me pick up some other bitch's dirty panties.
Right,
like, it's not happening.
That's terrible.
So my attitude just went, like, he hasn't even seen my attitude. I've never had an attitude with him before. So it went like 360. Like, I was like a new bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I've never sworn at him. I've never raised my voice at him. And I got like straight ghetto.
Yeah.
And he was like, get the fuck out. I was like, ain't nobody going to tell me to get the fuck out of his crib until I'm ready to leave.
Right.
And you're paying for the Uber. I just fucked you and sucked you.
Yo,
so the least
God.
You can fucking do
is
pay for my Uber home for wasting my goddamn fucking 3 months.
Yeah.
So then he flipped the script. Instead of it being about him being a bad guy, it was all about how I'm fucked up.
Right. Well, this is poison, you know? I don't know why you stick around with that kind of stuff. I would have said long time ago, goodbye, nice to meet you. and all that stuff.
Yes.
But you're like, you don't listen to anybody. You don't even listen to yourself.
Yeah, my friend texted me yesterday and she's like, I'm not even listening to your story. I don't care. I told you not to talk to him.
Right, yeah, it gets old after a while. Because you say, how can a woman let herself be abused like this, you know?
And you don't even really realize that it's abuse until you like really take a step back and you're like, wait, hold on a second.
Yeah, it is.
Until you started talking about my childhood, which was fucking phenomenal, by the way, people.
Yeah.
I was like, hold on, like, you don't even know me.
Right.
I go, what did I ever do to you except get upset that there's a pair of panties in your bathroom? You should ever be so lucky that I care that much. Because that chick that left her panties probably doesn't care about you.
Mm. Well,
actually, yeah, she probably does. I'm probably not the only one who's doing this to.
Right. And it's not for you. So move on. Okay. You're looking for a husband, not for a piece of crap. You know. So there you go.
Yeah.
This is not where you look for husbands. Not like that.
And he goes, next time you see me, I'm going to be sitting in a restaurant with the baddest bitch badder than you because you're just a regular smegular bitch. I'm like, look at the way you're fucking talking.
Yeah, do you believe people talk to her like that? I mean, what is this? Yeah, you see, but you're allowing it by going back.
I know.
Okay,
and
so
I think
stop.
He's gotten comfortable with the fact that he can like speak to me like that. So yesterday he took it up like five notches.
Right.
To the point where it's like I felt like I had so much to say and nothing was coming out because I was in disbelief that this was happening. And it was in the middle of the street.
Right.
Like we're outside. Like this is public. People are walking by with their dogs and he's like going in on me.
Wow.
And then when I was getting in the Uber, he puts his hand out. He's like, hey, no hard feelings. Nice meeting you, though.
Yeah. Tell me something. What do you expect with a guy with neck tattoos? Huh? Do you expect him to really be like a gentleman?
Okay,
and everything?
That's not fair.
It is
fair. There's people with tattoos that are good people. You could say that
neck?
About me.
On their neck?
Yeah. Like, what? A guy's going to be like, some guy's going to be like, what can you expect with a girl who's got an ass tattoo?
No, that's different.
They could say that about me.
No, but usually it's bad boys that do that, you know?
Usually it's bad girls that do that.
No, well.
Yeah.
Whatever, but, you know, I mean, I don't know, whatever. Whatever. I might not date somebody if they're full of tattoos, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that based on what you told me, and your sister was saying that too. I mean, don't tell me.
No, wait, I mean, everyone tattoos. Said it. I mean, everyone said it, but it's just like, I'm not a judgmental person like that. Like, I don't judge people by their tattoos or the car they drive or where they live. Like, if we vibe, we vibe.
Well, I'm not judging him, but I'm just saying it kind of goes together. So, you know.
Right. And then when I'm getting in the Uber, he goes, you deserve a really good guy. I'm just not that guy.
Yeah, exactly. So he told you to your face, enough.
He told me. He's like, I'm a piece of shit.
Right, okay.
He's like, I told you from the beginning I was a piece of shit. I go, you choose to be a piece of shit. Nobody is actively a piece of
shit.
So
he chooses. What are you going to do? Change his mind?
That's what he said. He goes, what did you think? You're going to come into my life and be a game changer? You think, like, with you, I was going to be a different human being? I was going to stop fucking bitches? He's like, I'm fucking a bitch as soon as you leave here.
Okay, well, I don't want to hear about this guy anymore. Enough with that. Okay,
so. Felt good to talk about it, though.
Yeah.
I feel good to vent.
I know. You have to vent, but. You vented the same thing for
months. But Sam, what do you want me to do? I thought I was
nothing. What I want you to do is listen to the people that care about you and that can see it objectively, including your sister, and people are telling you got to stay away. It's poison, but, you know.
I know. I cried for 2 days, and I checked myself right before I got in here.
Yeah.
Whole car ride cried. Mm. Now I feel like now I'm angry. Yeah, I'm going through the five stages of grief.
I can see your eyes like that you cried and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can't help you with the crying. I can help you with advice, but you don't give a shit. So
hey, it's Thanksgiving Wednesday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah. That should be nice. I'm looking forward to that.
Mm.
Another day of doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so fucking boring in LA for me these days. I did go to see Bohemian Rhapsody, though.
By yourself?
No.
You went on a date?
No, with a friend.
Oh, okay.
All right. And the movie was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I mean, I got to tell you, the guy, I never knew him before.
He's in that show, I, Robot.
I know.
Or something.
I know. But, you know, then I saw interviews with him on the late shows and stuff. He did an amazing job.
Yeah.
Did an amazing job. But the teeth are so distracting the whole movie, you know? The whole movie, you're distracted by the teeth. It's not just
the that's like the point, right?
No. I mean, so he had an overbite, but, you know, it's not like, you know. But, yeah, you had to notice it all the time. You could not notice it.
An overbite is when the bottom teeth are.
No, the top teeth are like over, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, underbite.
Like buck teeth or something.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I was at Saddle Ranch on Friday for that horrible meeting, and they played one of their videos, and I was like, he's just not a good looking dude.
Well, I think he was, but you know, the thing
not
is
the actor, I mean the actual singer.
Yeah, I know.
Oh no.
I know. Well, I think he's very handsome. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean I do, you know.
Yeah.
But at any rate,
not my cup of tea.
Yeah, not mine either, but I'm just saying I like the music. You know? But they recreated like the Live Aid concert, like pixel to pixel. I mean, it was amazing. Then I watched it, like the real one
right.
that happened.
You Googled it? I mean, YouTubed it?
Yeah, like 1985 or something.
Uh-huh.
And they did it exactly the same. I mean, even like cups of Pepsi on his piano and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything was like the same. So it was really
cool.
Was it
a lot of singing and not a lot of acting, though?
No, no. I mean, the singing was just like in the concerts, you know? It's not like a musical where they sing to each other, you know, instead of talking. It's not like La La Land or whatever.
I never saw that.
I think that one they talk to each other in music.
Yeah,
right?
Like something. That's a musical.
That's what a musical is, mm-hmm. yeah. But no, this is a music biopic, and it was just... very good. And I just read that it's like the second such movie in sales ever. I don't know what the first one was for music.
See, listen, I was talking shit. I was like, no one is going to go see that.
Yeah, because you don't know Queen.
I was like, no one. Even my roommate was like, I went and it was so good, but it was just too long.
It wasn't too long. I mean, look, for me, every movie is long, but I sat through it, so it's cool.
I know. I'm proud of you. I feel like that's the only way you're going to ever sit through a movie.
Yeah, well, I did.
Good for you.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to bring on our guests right now who are sitting here patiently and wondering what the hell kind of show did they fall into. But get closer to the mic, guys. We're joined by Brett and Maddie of the group Bougainvillea. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi. Thanks.
Am I saying everything correctly? All the names and everything?
Yeah, perfect. You nailed it.
Perfectly. Okay. Villa is road... or way, but what's Bogan? Bougainvillea, what does that mean?
It's just kind of a fun spelling of the plant Bougainvillea. It's the actual spelling is much longer, one word. But a Bogan, which we found out later, is like a crazy, weird hippie person in Australia.
Really?
But we were trying to mock the flower, Bougainvillea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. And how did you get to that? I mean, of all the names in the world, how did you get to that name?
where we're from in Phoenix and also here in California, they're just kind of everywhere. So they're around where we're growing up and everything. It's kind of just kind of felt
nostalgic,
really nostalgic and kind of beautiful.
Just
and
kind of pretty to look at and pretty sounding. And
it's
fun to say.
It is a pretty name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Very cool. So are you both from Arizona?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is that where you met in Phoenix, did you say?
We met in Phoenix, yeah.
Oh, okay. And you both grew up there?
Mm-hmm.
So different, you're natives of Arizona.
Yes.
At what point did you guys move out here?
It's been 6 years now.
6 years, yeah.
Wow.
Six and a half.
And you came out here, what, for a musical career and stuff? You realize the Phoenix scene is pretty small?
Music scene? Definitely was part of it, but actually maybe not so much, mostly because I wanted to come out here and pursue acting, and
right.
I thought being a band, you could probably do it
mm-hmm.
anywhere, so
yeah,
just
that's
like
cool.
give it a go
yeah.
while we could.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your dream? The same? You wanted to be in movies also?
No, I was just kind of along for the ride and
yeah.
kind of always kind of had a little bit of an inkling of wanting to score and stuff. I thought I could kind of tackle that on the side too while being out here and have been able to do some sort of more commercially instrumental type stuff. But that's been nice.
That's cool. So you've been into music for many years?
Since high school, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. What do you play?
Mostly just piano, but in the early days we did some guitar, more folky type stuff.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, very cool. So, and when did you guys meet? How many years ago? Six?
Six.
Seven. So you were here for a while, and then you both moved here.
Yeah, we
after
were there
a while.
For a year, and then we moved out here.
Oh, okay, very cool.
Are y'all together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Well, obviously.
Well, I don't know.
They've
I don't
known each other for a long time.
That's what I was asking. I was like, are y'all together?
And how did you guys meet? Were you looking for musical partners, or how did it happen?
We kind of were. I had posted on Craigslist. I initially wanted to start like an all-female folk group.
Mm-hmm.
And like days later, he slid into my Facebook messages, and he was a total stranger, but he had seen some videos I made on YouTube of me singing with the guitar, and he said, I love your voice. Do you want to collaborate? And then that was it. It was like not the genre at all that I was expecting, but we just totally hit it off like instantly. So
right,
yeah. In every way.
Oh.
So what genre are you talking about? Like, what genre was he into?
So he's way more of like an electronic poppy kind of guy, but he does a lot of stuff. And I was like super into folk music at the time. So
oh,
it was
okay.
Kind of like this blending of it.
How did you develop a love for folk music?
I don't even know. It was just the artists that I always gravitated towards. I don't know, like First Aid Kit, like I loved them for such a long time. I feel like they like saved my life musically a little bit.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That's pretty big, huh?
Yeah.
Very
I feel
cool.
Like music does save people's lives.
Oh,
like there's
sure.
A song for every mood on the face of the planet for sure.
Yeah. Or experience mm-hmm. or like memory or yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you grow up playing an instrument too?
I got into instruments later. I was always in music halls as a kid and in the choir, but my dad got this piano from a yard sale and I kind of picked it up one day, and then the next year he bought me a guitar, and then the next year he bought me a ukulele. So I kept kind of picking up instruments.
Nice. Very cool. You know, they say that when kids learn music and stuff, an instrument, it helps their development too, you know. And yeah, I mean, I played instruments. I don't know how much it helped my development. But what can I say? You know?
Actually, the doctors just told my sister that. So she just got her son a keyboard. And every day he's horrible, obviously.
Yeah.
But every day he plays on the keyboard.
No, just let him hang out. Hang around it and,
right.
And he'll play. He'll
exactly.
Pick it up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So what were you guys doing before that, Brett? Like in Phoenix, what were you doing? Were you actually working in music at the time?
I have, in the years prior to that, I had kind of been in bands and stuff. I lived in Nashville for a year with another band, kind of trying to make it. I've just been kind of doing the hippie working side job thing, playing music for way too long now, probably.
Really? Yeah. But sounds like fun. At least you decided to live a life that you want to live.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely have gotten to 8 months into a job or a corporate job and just can't hack it. So
same.
Same.
I feel you, brother. I feel you. I can't do it either. Like, I can't do it either. Like, wearing a badge and, like, clocking in every day. I'm like, I can't. I can't do this.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's the repetition of it all.
Yeah, like every day you just wake up and you feel like you're doing the same thing. It's like, how's my life good? Like, what purpose am I serving going to an office every single... No offense to everyone sitting at an office right now. Doing what you do to save the world. Not knocking you.
Yeah, exactly. Some people help us with the office.
Some people like it.
Yeah.
Some people really enjoy working a 9-to-5. It's just this crew right here, we don't.
No, we don't. We kind of survive on... an oxygen, pretty much. Very cool. So so when you met, did you consciously make a decision? What kind of music are we going to make? Like, do we decide on a genre, or did you just sit down and decide we're going to put some music together? Do you remember how it happened?
For sure. We met up at the Arizona State University practice rooms, and he kind of showed me some of his personal songs, and then I did the same, and we just kind of started playing music, and most of the time we played his stuff because it was better. But it's really just evolved over the years. So it's like really evolved in crazy ways. We started out much more folky, and the songs kind of lended themselves more to a folk or indie rock, and now it's become more electronic. It's become more gothic, more poppy. This new album has elements of hip hop. So it's just like,
really?
Know.
Wow. So it's a little of everything, right?
For sure.
Now, this is a new album here?
Yes.
You brought us vinyl?
We brought you a vinyl.
Wow. That's
pretty cool, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that's all we had. Mm. No tapes, no CDs, no nothing. So how many tracks do you have on the album?
It's a 10-track album.
Okay.
Full.
Thank you for bringing it, by the
way.
It's awesome.
That's a fire-ass picture, too.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
She took it herself.
That's me in the shower.
How do you get that? Is that like Photoshop?
It's an app.
What's the app? I'm about to download that and upload a picture on Instagram just like it.
It's called Bent. They should sponsor us. Yeah,
hold
Bent.
It to the camera.
It's a great app.
Yeah, that's sick. I'm actually going to do that now before I forget.
Yeah. So, and cool. What's the name of it?
It's called Tough to Kill.
Oh, Tough to Kill. Yeah. Okay. Tough to Kill it is. That's a cool name. I like that. So if you're just joining us, we're talking to the duo called Bougainvillea. And yeah, so I'm looking forward to listening to some of the music. I only got a link for one song, but let's just get an idea, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but is it going to give us like an idea of what the album is about, or is it different kind of styles?
For sure, yeah. This one's definitely got some heavy hip-hop vibes in there.
I love hip-hop.
This one, but you know, but kind of white boy hip-hop.
Yes,
sort of,
which is like cool now.
Thankfully,
thank you. Yeah, I mean, music is for everybody. Yeah. Who cares, you know?
This song's definitely one of the sweeter songs. It's like one of the more dancey, upbeat ones. The rest of the album, there's a lot of like darker stuff on here, but this one's way more of the punchier ones.
Good. That's
who's
what
the
I
songwriter?
Like.
Both of you, or?
Yeah, both of us. Yeah. I usually lock myself away for a while, but then she comes in and tells me where I'm stupid and improves upon everything usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well,
stupidity. Dynamic duo.
Yeah.
God, and it's been 7 years. That's crazy.
Well, that's very cool. It means that they know what they're doing.
Right.
You know, they're doing something right.
Or maybe not at all. I mean, that is we should be farther along, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, it's a grind.
So, okay, so let's play the song I Want You To, and then we'll talk a little bit about it just to get an idea of what your music is like. So.
Every night, better if we both take it slowly, feeling so paralyzed. I want you to.
I can see it's mixing a lot of different styles.
It reminds me of like old school Beastie Boys. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I never listened to the Beastie Boys, so I can't.
Oh my god, they were like a phenomenon.
I know they were. I never listened.
Like it wasn't never my type of music, but it was like anytime they were on, I was like I knew every line to their song.
Really?
Yeah, but this like reminds me of like. Oh. They're old school vibes. I don't know what happened to them.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to this song.
Yeah.
Who cares about the Beastie Boys? Yeah, it's really cool. You know, I mean, I even hear
Isn't
some
it?
Like.
It's really. I was just about to say, well, it is, but yeah, I mean, like, is. You know what I mean? I mean, like, actually, like, Kiss or whatever the radio season is. That song's really dope.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's so
no, it's very cool, and it's even got like Euro pop aspect to it. You know.
Cool.
And so I'm hearing a lot of different styles, and I like when people mix it up. You know, it's not boring. You know. Some people like, you know, I mean, if they did the talking part, the rapping part, the whole song, it would sound different. It wouldn't be the same song.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's nice that you added all these elements. Now, so when you collaborate, is it both on the lyrics and the music, or does one of you do one and one the other?
He mostly composes, and then he is the primary writer. I come in, and sometimes I'll we'll do lyrics together, and sometimes I write parts. Actually, in this one, I did like a little solo that I made, but I usually come in with like the harmonies. I come in and I'm like, this is what I'm hearing here, 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 and that's awesome. Kind of like my sweet spot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And what about the instruments? Do you play all of them between the two of you?
Yeah.
You don't have to hire any musicians or anything, right?
No, when we perform, we have like a beat that we play to that has a little something on there. And then we kind of pick out whatever other synths stand out the most, and we sing and right. play. Yeah. And,
but we would love to have a full band. It feels so puny sometimes just being two people and trying to do it all. It's like really overwhelming right. sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, and you have to know a lot about putting it all together and everything. It's not easy. I know. Well, kudos to you for doing that. You know, I mean, yeah. you gotta, sometimes you gotta do things yourself and make them better than anybody else could do it for you, mm-hmm. you know? And if you have a budget or you don't have a budget or whatever, you try and do as much as you can. And today people are empowered to do that. You know, we have the technology to actually play all the instruments by one person, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like the Chainsmokers are like that, right? Isn't it just like one of them just like plays like every instrument or something?
For the recordings, yeah. A lot of the time, yeah, all these bedroom producers, right, just kind of experts in everything, and they don't need anybody else.
Right. So crazy.
Yeah.
You guys sound really good together, though.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's very cool. We'll play the rest of it in a few minutes. Okay, so a little bit about you guys. Let's find out. So you were born and grew up in Phoenix, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have siblings?
I do. I have one older sister. Uh-huh. She's 2 years older. So what is she? She's 32. Did she just turn 33? I don't know. 86.
Yeah, she probably doesn't want you to give away her age. But that's okay. She's not here on camera, so we can't tell. But very cool. And what was it like growing up there? I mean, you know, it does get hot, I know, but you get used to that, right?
For sure. I mean, yeah. we're true like desert rats. I mean, I love the heat, and it's a dry heat, so everyone's always like, it's a dry heat.
Yeah. It's like, who cares? It's still hot. Like
I love being hot. Like I'm with you, girl.
Like yeah, an I oven.
I cannot stand the cold, but I love Phoenix. It was a beautiful place to grow up. It definitely has its problems, but it's a cool place, and the yeah. art scene is really kind of bubbling up, but yeah, my whole family is there, and So
there's an art scene there and stuff?
For sure, really? Yeah. And it's really starting to expand now, and it's cool, the downtown art and the music scene, and they're doing some interesting things. For
yeah,
sure.
Very nice. I was in Phoenix a few months ago, but I only stayed there for like overnight on my way between different places and Sedona and all that stuff, you know. But Phoenix is pretty nice, you know, like Scottsdale, you know, that's like a suburb, right? Mm-hmm. And that's pretty nice. And Brett, what about you? Do you have any siblings?
I do. A younger sister married with a child, and she's out there killing it in Phoenix.
Killing it doing what, music?
She's in advertising, but she was in music back in the early days. It was her and I at the piano at the beginning of it all, but
I see.
She chose a more
But she wisened
path.
Up, yeah. Right, right, yeah. She's like, I'm not wasting my time with music. Very cool.
Man.
So since you moved here, has it been difficult for you trying to get on your feet and stuff?
There have been some highs and lows for sure, but at this point, I feel like we're pretty much in a groove, which is a little crazy because I think we're trying to get out of here. But
are you trying to leave LA?
we're talking about going back to good old Phoenix, I think. But we'll see if we pull the trigger or not.
Right. That's the thing is, many people come here, they don't know what to expect. They mm-hmm. stay here for a while, then they go, "Well, you know what? It's not for me."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, do you feel like? So, what do you feel like you didn't find what you were looking for as far as music?
I think we can do music anywhere, and I think we've had so many incredible experiences, and we're never gonna stop pushing for that. I don't know. Some days I wake up and I love LA, and then some days it's just so overwhelming for me.
Right.
I'm just like a little too soft, I think.
Yeah. The sound will eat you up alive, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, we've gone through a lot here. We've gone through a lot together, just, you know, as a couple, as a band, as, you know, living together partners. it's been crazy, but it's been good too. I mean, amazing things have happened here. I don't know. I think I just need to change a pace, whatever that means.
Exactly. Right. Change your life, you know.
That's what Sam's going through too.
Yeah, I was telling them. Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. It's sometimes it's just time to get up and say, okay, I want something else now.
I said that this morning, but I want it here.
Yeah.
So I'm like speaking in it. I literally wrote down this morning a long list that I spoke out loud because everyone says to speak it every morning when you wake up. So I'm just going to start doing that.
Plus
I said,
you did that.
Get my shit together.
You moved out here a year ago, right?
Almost two years. April will be 2 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
You also wanted to change, you know?
I can't believe it's been almost 2 years. Yeah. No, Boston was like, Boston's great. Like, family's there. Cold as fuck. Like,
I look there
and I'm like, okay, that's why. That's why I moved. Like, I'm good. Or Gabby will call me, like, it's 20 degrees out. I'm like, no,
I'm good.
So, yeah, no, I feel like sometimes it is nice to, like, change the pace. Like, 5 years from now, like, after I've been here for 6 years, if my life is still, like, well, first I'll be 36, so it's like, bitch, get your shit together. But if it hasn't changed, I'll probably be like, all right, change of pace.
Yeah, still
somewhere warm. Like, maybe I'll go to Arizona. I don't know.
Yeah, let's all move back together.
Yeah, exactly.
I went there once to that Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
Lake Havasu is amazing.
Where is that? What part?
It's closer to here, you know, like on the west side.
Because it's like, it's not that long of a drive. It's like 3 hours, right?
It's the northwest side. From here?
Yeah.
Yeah, about 3 hours or so. Mm-hmm. 2.5, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know, but there's obviously other places that's more like a tourist town.
Yeah.
You know, but if you ever get to go to Sedona, for example, it's like surreal to go there.
Oh,
right?
It's so beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
What are those vortexes they talk about, the vortices? What is that? Did you ever...
It's the energy, man. I don't know.
Yeah, right?
I love that.
They say you go there, there's some special energies in here.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. If you believe in that,
I do.
Then go there, you'll find
it. I really do. I need cleansing.
When I went there, I totally forgot about it until after I left because I'd read about it, but I forgot when I was there to go and check it out. I'm like, what am I going to see, you know?
Did anything happen to you? Was it spiritual?
No, I did not go to that particular area. Okay.
Well, that's your next road trip.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're not going to be here. Your next road trip is to Oregon.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of places in Oregon.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, I mean, I flew up there twice to travel, so now all I have to do is drive, you know?
Yeah.
There's just so much to see there and stuff, so... Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I mean, I still have, like, sometimes I get some kind of, like, brief doubts and stuff.
Right.
But I think it's normal, right? Because you don't know if you're making the right move. It's a big step and all that stuff. So you don't know. But I think all in all, I'll be fine, you know?
I mean, I think you'll always be fine with whatever decision you decide to make. You just got to make sure that when you're making that decision, that is the correct decision you're supposed to be making.
No, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. So I know I'm making the right decision.
Right.
And I know I really feel it. I mean, I'm really like on fumes now as far as work goes.
Right.
I'm really like...
I think it's just now it's like really starting to set in that that's actually happening for you because it's now like literally November is about to be done.
Right.
Like what the hell is going on, people?
Yeah,
it was just like rent was just due. Like, I'm so confused how it's almost the 20th.
She measures time by when rent is due.
Yes. I put that on my piece of paper. I will not stress money anymore because I'm gonna have a lot of it. What the fuck?
Exactly, you know. Find yourself a drug dealer with neck tattoos.
Oh god.
Not again.
See, I need to be with someone like a little crazy because I'm a little crazy, but that was just
too much.
Like, you can be crazy and still be a nice person. Like, I'm crazy. I might call your phone 150 times on private when you block me. But I still have a good heart.
Yeah.
I still have good intentions.
No, you're a nice person. You just show, you put on a certain persona, a person facade.
Yeah.
And that's who people see you as, you know?
It's crazy how social media can like define you and it's like not even, I mean, I will say my social media is me, but that's not all of me.
Right.
Like,
but
I'm not
putting
on
a lot of time on it. I mean,
not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
I mean, you get like adrenaline high from seeing likes and comments and shit like that, you know? I mean, you're living for this. It's an addiction.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say it's an addiction.
Can you live without it? Can you live without Instagram for a day?
For a day, yeah.
For how long could you? 2 days.
I could probably go like a week without using Instagram.
I don't think so.
7 full days.
Really?
If someone took my phone for 7 days and was like, you can't use Instagram, I was like, and there was money on the line, I for sure would
bring
the money.
And then she'd go back to it and spend hours, days.
Talking about my experience about not having it for
right,
7 days.
Right, catching up, you know?
But it's really unhealthy because like sometimes you like find yourself, like this morning I uploaded a video because I was like hysterically crying this morning, and because I get DMs all the time from people who are like in like fucked up situations and stuff, and I think everyone thinks I have my shit together.
Right.
So I posted my video crying. I'm like, yo, I'm like, I've been breaking down for 2 days. Like, I don't have my shit together. And it's like that type of video, like it's almost at like 40,000 views or something. But then a regular video where I'm like popping jokes will get like 5.
Right.
But a lot of people can relate because they're like, oh, she's kind of like messed up too.
Yeah. Not only that, but it's fun to see someone crying, you know. It's not the same as them smiling all the time, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say fun isn't the right word.
Well, I think it would be.
Oh, my God.
It's important to show everyone's vulnerability. I think people relate to that a lot.
Because people think you're more human. And I feel like sometimes on social media, like I found myself like on my lowest points, I'll get on social media and I'll look at everybody's perfect life. And I'm like, yo, I can't get my shit together. And it makes me feel even shittier about myself.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, so when you say, can you go 7 days? I probably should go 7 days.
Yeah.
Like I should delete the app from my phone for like a full fucking week.
Yeah.
You know what
Learn
I mean?
Learn to live without it.
Right. Like till I have like, I thought about it too. Like I was talking to my sister. I was like, I would really be cool deleting my social media until I could get my life together and then come back when like nobody can tell me anything. And I can't feel bad about looking at somebody else's post or like them on a beach on a yacht sipping champagne at 10 a.m. when I'm like, oh God, like how am I paying my rent in 10 days? You know?
Yeah, I'm telling you. You're like, your whole life is around this social media.
Mm-hmm. It's really unhealthy.
It is. I've been reading up on it. You know, it's very unhealthy.
Because
you're like, you constantly think your life is worse than other people.
Totally.
And you live, I mean, you live for those likes and stuff. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, you know? I mean, when you think about it, people see, obviously more people see your post without liking it, right?
Yeah.
The people that like it.
110%,
yeah. So you know people are seeing it. What do you care if there's likes or not?
I don't care about likes.
Right, but people...
But some people do. Like some people,
yes,
if they don't...
Yes,
I do not care about likes.
You just compared it to how many likes you had with the crime.
I'm saying that's how people relate. Like a video where you're just like talking shit, people are like, yeah, whatever. But an emotional video where you're actually being vulnerable, people care about that stuff more.
Right.
Because they're like, oh, she's a human being.
Right, but
that's not me being like, oh my God, I need to upload videos like this.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But once you uploaded the video, you want to see the likes, right? I mean, you like when there's a lot of likes on there because you get attention, you know?
I mean, I don't delete posts because they don't have a lot of likes. Like, it's crazy because you'll go to impressions and it'll have like 80,000 impressions and you'll have like 2,000 likes.
Yeah.
So you'll like reach a lot of people.
Yeah.
But a lot of people aren't like click double tapping.
How's your social media? Are you guys working on that at all? Do you find that it helps?
We're definitely working on it. I feel like we are the worst band.
It's hard. Listen, it requires a lot of time.
But social media is like for bands or like even like YouTubers or any of that. Are you on YouTube? What's your YouTube? Plug your YouTube channel, you guys. YouTube's a big deal.
I guess it's just the Bougainvillea. It just has some like music videos and stuff.
Yeah, that's good though.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, we can see you there and stuff. If you're just joining us, we're going to play... a little bit more of the song. We'll play the rest of the song, I Want You, I Want You Too. And the band is Bougainvillea. I wish you could hear some of your folk music. Do you have any up online we can listen to? So, because I don't hear much folk in this one, you know, but since it's your favorite type of music, I mean, did you put any on the album? Folk music or
definitely not on the album. I still have like my own personal YouTube, and it has some covers and a lot of original songs that are like way more folky.
Yeah, yeah. Because I would want to hear your song even without processors and stuff like that.
For
know?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's cool. How often do you guys actually work on your music and stuff? Every day, pretty much?
More or less, yeah, right? I mean, it just depends on what's happening, whether we're preparing for a show or...
Right.
I mean, my favorite thing to do is to write music, so when there's nothing going on, there's always something going on, you know?
And you found probably that you can't really make a living from music here, right? Or can you?
Not
so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people are learning it the hard way.
Yo, everyone with the passion is like barely making music. I mean, money from their passion.
Well, but they're doing their passion.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's it makes the thing. Them happy. Yeah.
I know. It's not always going to bring you money, but at least you're expressing yourself. You're doing what you love and stuff. And, but yeah, I mean, I keep hearing that because I guess it's just a lot of competition here, right?
Oh, my God.
There's just so many people here.
It's so oversaturated here, especially. Yeah, it's crazy.
And, like, everyone comes here to, like, follow their dreams.
Right, yeah. And make it.
Like, there's a billboard of the Grinch because they're promoting the movie, and it says, of course you're going to make it as an actor.
Yeah.
Like, yes, just zooms in on his face, and it's like...
Yeah. And our another one says, don't come to LA.
Yeah.
No.
Don't move here.
Right.
It's crazy.
So funny, though. I heard that movie was great. I want to see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty good. We'll see.
Have you seen the original Grinch? Be honest.
No.
The one from like the 50s?
No, I never saw it.
Do you know what the...
I know everything about the Grinch, yeah. But I never really watched. I mean, listen, I've seen parts of it, but not the whole movie.
The original cartoon, not the Jim Carrey
No,
remake.
You gotta... I know, but you gotta remember, I didn't really grow up here as a kid, so it didn't really occur to me until later in life.
Oh, man.
And then I just said, okay, I'll watch a little bit of it. I think maybe with the kids.
It's like literally a 45-minute movie, I think. It's like mad short.
Yeah, yeah. No, with the kids I watched it. I just don't remember much. But at any rate...
You gotta rewatch it.
Okay, so what do you want to say about that movie?
That's great. It's like one of my faves. Oh, anytime the Grinch is on, I'm like, yay! But now they did this remake and it looks really funny.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know who's doing the voice, though. I thought it was Ryan Reynolds, but everyone said it's not.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who's doing it.
We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time for Google right now.
No, but you need to watch the regular Grinch.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and talk about it. But you have to do it before Christmas.
Okay.
You promise?
I'll watch that.
Because you told me you promised to watch The Good Dino and you still haven't watched it.
That's true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not exactly on top of mind for me.
Have you guys seen that movie?
No, The Good Dinosaur?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Do you guys even know what it is?
It's the animated one?
Yeah. Heard of it, yeah. Oh, my God. You guys, I bawled. Like, I wept.
I know. I will sob.
Wept. Yeah. Like, and it's not like I've seen it four times because of my nephew. I cry every single time. It's and I know it's coming. And I'm like, oh, my God. I just can't believe it. It's like watching The Lion King.
Nice.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, very well. So what are your plans next for your music, guys? What are you going to do? If you move back to Phoenix, are you going to start performing more? Or how is it? Are you making any plans at all?
So with this album coming out in a couple of weeks, we're just hoping that, you know, kind of gets a little bit of traction. Our next goal would be to hit the road again to go on a tour.
It might be nice to like not be in LA all the time. Just like,
oh, for sure.
Going just to like city to city.
Take a break, a little vacay. Yeah.
Right.
But we have an album release show Black Friday this Friday at the Satellite in Los
Angeles. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we
really?
Also brought you a flyer.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So tell us, you're going to be performing where?
At the Satellite.
Satellite, where's that? Hollywood?
It's like Echo Park area.
Echo Park-ish, yeah.
Okay.
Lake-ish.
1717 Silver Lake Boulevard.
That's it.
Cool. How can people find out about it? Is it it's on your Facebook, right?
It's on our Facebook. It's on the Satellite's website.
Bougainvillea, folks. November 23rd. What time is it?
8:30 p.m.
8:30. Yeah.
Got it on lock. Yeah. We go on at 9 and we're going to have our vinyls. So we're going to be selling them. And yeah, it'll be a fun show. We've been putting a lot of work into this set and so we're playing with a bunch of other amazing bands, so it should be a fun night.
Wow, do you have your music on like Apple as well?
It's on everything. Yes, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, SoundCloud, and the album is going to drop December 7th, so all the tracks are going to be live on December 7th.
Oh, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
The group is Bougainvillea, B-O-G-A-N, V-I-A, and you can learn more about them. I also, I like your picture here with a cigarette in your hand, because not many people do that anymore. And I want to post some pictures with cigarettes, but people are going to, like, kill me online.
I don't think anyone would kill you, Sam.
No, I mean, but people will rip you apart. You know, what's this with the cigarette? You should quit, blah, blah, blah. It's like, enough. Enough with that, you know? Let me kill myself if I want. What can I do,
you
know?
I could not agree with you more.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, what the hell, you know?
We all have,
yeah, we always have bad habits, you know? What the hell?
So mine's drinking. So I feel you guys. But no one tells me to put the drink down in my pictures.
Yeah, okay. Right?
Like, have another one, girl.
They go along with you. They're stuck to you. All right, folks. So tell us where people can find you. Obviously on Facebook. And just Google Bougainvillea. I'm sure there's not a lot of another band like this, right?
There is. Actually, we just found out there's another Bougainvillea because people were asking me. They're like, you're playing in Portland tonight. And I'm like, I am at work in Los Feliz.
Wow,
so
how did that happen?
Oh, man, I'd be pissed.
I wonder how that happened.
It's
huh?
a different spelling, though. It's
yeah.
a different spelling.
Yes.
And they're very different sounding.
Yeah, it's
so
like
it's
totally.
Good.
But yeah, we.
Yeah.
I just.
Well, don't confuse them with Bougainvillea that's not spelled B-O-G-A-N. Just don't waste your time there. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having
definitely
me.
A lot of fun. We want to wish you a lot of success with your music.
You
definitely sound professional, and you know, and I think there's a wide appeal, at least based on the one song that I heard. You know, so everybody, pick up the album "Tough to Kill." You can get that anywhere, and
December 7th.
That's right.
Thank you, Dan.
All right. Well, okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, so much.
And come back and visit us when you're very famous and rich, and we'll be here for you.
Or in Portland.
Or in Portland.
All right. Well, I'm not moving to Portland.
Yeah,
I'm moving to Oregon, but not to Portland, everybody, because Portland is just another city. I'm moving to a nice coastal town, 8,000 people. Don't bother me. You won't find me anywhere.
8,000 people is so small.
It is.
Oh, my God. You're going to know everybody.
Probably.
Literally, you're going to go to the store and be like, good. Hi, Bob.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Exactly. Well, I do that here, too. But all right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.